We are calling on international community. We are calling on the diplomatic community. We are calling on Nigerians. We are calling on the president and his wife who have children. They should, you know, temper justice with mercy. They should do everything possible to ensure that they release these children unconditionally, because the punishment they have suffered for the past 3 months are over enough to, you know, serve even as a deterrent if they want to say they want to punish them for participating against end of corruption, end of bad governance, end of insecurity, end of hunger, which are even legitimate protests. But, you know, for some reason, some of the beneficiary of bad governance in Nigeria, they don't want Nigerians to speak against the evil of corruption, evil of insecurity, evil of bad governance. Corrupt people are moving freely in Nigeria, but see the young children, the small minors, see them how they are languishing in detention.
But others are also saying that if the law is broken, then it has to be enforced to ensure law and order in the Nigerian society. What's your take?
You know, under all the protocols and the international convention and the Nigerian law, you cannot subject minors into this crook and inhuman punishment. So therefore, we are calling on the president of Nigeria and his wife to see that these are their children, and they cannot afford to be presiding over the justice administration system in the country where minors are being treated in this way. This is demarcating the government. Therefore, he has the responsibility to rise up to make sure that even if they are doing on his behalf, he should be able to intervene to ensure that these children are set free and, in fact, as a matter of fact, compensate them for the maltreatment that...
There are concerns that what has been shown and reported in the Nigerian media, it could dent Nigeria's image. Is that what you see?
Definitely, this has a repercussion of denting human rights, you know, image of Nigeria. And that is why we are calling on the president to rise up, because he is the leader, and do everything possible to restore the integrity and the image of Nigeria and his leadership. Otherwise, this will go a long way in terms of denting the image of the president himself as a person. And of course, Nigeria, that has been going through a lot of international discrimination. So the president has to do something to save himself and save his government, or else this will go a long way in terms of making Nigeria to look bad in the eyes of the whole world. So that's why we as advocates, as Nigerians, we are also encouraging government to do the needful so that government can, at least restore its own image on the international community and also do justice with it to these children.